91X News.
It's negative 8 and cloudy at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Daria Beguzheva. People cheered after hearing that the Trent Community Health Hub is going to be built near the Trenton Memorial Hospital. The announcement was made at a public meeting at Queen Tia West City Hall this morning. There were two options for the location. One was to build a hub across the street from the hospital or next to the Belleville and Queen Tia West Community Health Center on Murphy Street. Queen Tia Secondary School students will be staying inside for a while after a suspicious individual was spotted outside the building at around 8:30 a.m. As a result, school officials issued a shelter-in-place precaution and contacted the police. Reports say an officer with the police said the situation was not deemed serious. Regular classes will continue as students and staff will remain in the school until further notice. The Transportation Safety Board is going to provide more details on its investigation of a Hydro One helicopter crash near Tweed last week when four employees were killed. Stay tuned to 91X for more as the story updates. Around 5 to 10 centimeters of snow is coming to the Queen Tia region. Environment Canada issued a special weather statement last night for several communities such as Belleville, Queen Tia West, Eastern Northumberland County, Cobourg, Colborne, and Western Northumberland County. The statement is still in effect. Freezing rain is also expected tomorrow. At least 19 people are reported to be injured after a car rammed into a crowd of shoppers today in Melbourne, Australia. The driver of a vehicle is an Australian citizen of an Afghan descent who has a known history of drug use and mental health issues. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews says the incident was the act of a coward.
At a time of the year when so many families are celebrating the end of the year, doing their Christmas shopping, making plans for what ought to be a festive season, we have seen an horrific act, an evil act, an act of cowardice perpetrated against innocent bystanders.
A funeral is being held right now for Barry and Honey Sherman at the International Centre in Mississauga today. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne are attending the service. Toronto Mayor John Tory is also expected to make a speech honouring the couple. Barry and Honey Sherman were found dead in their Toronto home last week. Police say autopsy results show that they died from ligature neck compression. Homicide detectives say their deaths are suspicious. A fire was reported in a detached shed in Stirling Rodan at around 2:30 a.m. Firefighters were on the scene for 45 minutes and no injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is unknown. A 20-year-old Markham man and a 19-year-old Belleville woman are facing charges in robbery, uttering threats, assault and dangerous driving after a series of events happened in Belleville last night. Bail hearings for them will be happening this afternoon. Christmas shoppers are different than regular shoppers, according to local shop owners. John Braun has the story.
Christmas shoppers have a good idea of what they want, said Aaron Crossan, owner of Need a Hero Comics.
Holidays, anything Batman. Yeah, generally be it comics, paperbacks, hardcovers, figures, statues, anything Batman usually sells it in a heartbeat.
He says that Christmas shoppers are an entirely different demographic from his regular storegoers.
Yeah, like I've got my mainstays of subscribers and all that that pick up their stuff every week. But, of course, at Christmas, there's a big influx in, the parents coming in, wanting stuff for the kids, or, wives coming for their husbands, stuff like that. So gift cards sell really well. Anything that the people haven't gotten, their spouse or loved ones get for them.
Richard Belanger, co-owner of Scallywag Toys, says that there's a difference in what is purchased around Christmas time.
Well, we've been here 33 years, so we try to carry things that sell year-round, but we sell more games at this time of year.
John Braun, QNET News, Belleville.
Swastika Trail Street will keep its name after Postlin Township Council voted 4-1 against changing the street name last night. B'nai B'rith Canada launched an online petition last month calling the township to change the street name. But because residents voted to keep the name 2 months ago, the council members said they didn't want to overstep democratic actions already taken by the residents. Ontario is banning the expiration of reward points. Consumers will now be protected against losing reward points that they have been saving up for larger purchases. The new ban will start next year on January 1st. Consumers who believe that their points were improperly expired will be able to request those businesses to reimburse them, or they may file a complaint with Consumer Protection Ontario. Rates for natural gas customers in Ontario will also be changing in the new year. The Ontario Energy Board has approved new rates for Enbridge, EPCOR, and Union Gas customers that will come into effect on January 1st. Enbridge customers with average usage can expect to pay about $58 more per year. EPCOR natural gas customers may pay about $19.17 less per year. And the Union Gas customers with average can also expect to pay less. An election for regional parliament in Catalonia are happening today. Voters can either support political parties that are calling to turn the region into a new European country, or they can vote for those that want to stay as part of Spain. Asia Fuchs has more.
The pivotal election is aimed at breaking the bitter deadlock over the issue of secession, but neither side is likely to win a clear majority. Opinion polls have shown fugitive and jailed separatist candidates neck and neck with unionists, who claim to be in the best position to return Catalonia to stability and growth. And with a record turnout expected, the outcome could hinge on the more than one-fifth who are undecided among the region's 5.5 million eligible voters. I'm Asia Fuchs.
That's QNET News on 91X to 12:06. Sport is next.
Grandma sent us another Christmas sweater. This one jingles and lights up. Oh, where the heck am I supposed to wear this thing?
Looking for a place to finally show off Grandma's Christmas sweater? Well, the uglier, the better. The Beaufort Pub presents Ugly Christmas Sweater Night this Friday. Come to the Beaufort with your loudest, most outlandish, or just plain ugly Christmas sweater. You might even win a prize. The Beaufort Pub, 174 Dundas Street East, Belleville.
The Beaufort Pub will be open Christmas Day from noon to 5.
Good afternoon, I'm Daria Begujeva with QNET Sports. Belleville Senators fell to the Rochester Americans last night with a 3-1 loss. Danielle Ciampini scored for Sens. Cobourg Cougars lost to Georgetown Raiders with 2-1. Toronto Patriots won against Pickering Panthers with 4-1. Kingston Voyagers are facing off Toronto Junior Canadians tonight at Invista Center in Kingston at 7 p.m. A puck will drop in tonight's game between Newmarket Hurricanes and Stouffville Spirit at 7 p.m. at the Ray Twinney Recreation Complex. Pickering Panthers will be playing with Aurora Tigers tomorrow night at the Aurora Community Center at 7:30 p.m. There is another game tomorrow night between Wellington Dukes and the Newmarket Hurricanes at the Wellington and District Community Center. Taylor Reddish scored twice for Canada's national junior hockey team against the Czech Republic 9-0 in London last night. Reddish says he's getting well with his line mates Robert Thomas and Boris Kashuk at the perfect time.
Right now we clicked in the last couple of practices, and today was a success for us. We just got to continue to build off that and be ready for tomorrow's practice.
The team will face Switzerland tomorrow in Hamilton. The Toronto Argonauts extended Canadian fullback Declan Cross's contract to a 2020 season. Toronto general manager Jim Popp said Declan Cross was a big part of the team's success in 2017. Cross is from Oakville, Ontario. He had 36 catches for 366 yards last season and was third on the team in both receiving touchdowns and yards after catch. The Houston Rockets lost to the Lakers last night 122-116. Rockets guard James Harden says his team just couldn't overcome an early 22-point deficit.
When we got down, we fought back, cut it to 4 or 5 at halftime, took the lead, gave it up, then went on a run, made some tough shots, and then, we tried to fight back at the end of the game. It was a little bit too late.
A Canadian, Kelly Olynyk, scored a career-high 32 points for Miami Heat in the game against Celtics with 90-89. Olynyk says he enjoyed his first game back in Boston after leaving the team as a free agent last summer.
Definitely felt kind of like a playoff game, playoff atmosphere for sure. But Boston's, that's the way Boston's crowd and fans are. They're crazy about it, but it was an emotional night, a fun night, and I'm glad we came away with a win.
Braden Shen scored the only goal for the St. Louis Blues in the game against Calgary Flames. The Blues lost 2-1. Shen says there were a number of reasons his team lost.
We didn't really sustain any pressure, get many chances. 5-on-5, we're still obviously playing on the perimeter too much, and just simply not playing hard enough. That results in losing hockey and getting worked and giving up shots and getting outshot.
Toronto FC midfielder Benoit Charoux has announced his retirement after 19 seasons. Giroux, who has spent three seasons with Toronto, will remain with the MLS club. He made a combined 68 appearances for Toronto in all competitions with 5 goals and 9 assists. Send us your team or league scores at email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Tonight will be cloudy and snowing. Around 5 centimeters of snowfall is expected, a low of negative 9. Tomorrow will be snowing with a chance of freezing drizzle in the morning and a high of negative 5. At 12:10, it's negative 8. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Daria Baguzhieva, News on 91X, next at